Chapter 9. What teams usually build internally. Building an internal address system is possible. Many strong engineering teams do it. The issue is not whether it can be built. The issue is that it almost never stays as small as the original plan. The first version usually sounds simple. Wrap a geocoder and return coordinates. That can be shipped quickly. A competent team can integrate one provider, pass an address string, parse the response, and store latitude and longitude. Then, reality expands the scope. A provider performs poorly in one country, so the team adds a second provider. Some addresses are duplicated, so the team adds basic normalization. Provider costs rise, so the team adds cache. Operations needs to know why a delivery failed, so the team adds logs. Finance asks why the bill changed, so the team adds usage reporting. A large customer needs bulk processing, so the team adds queues and exports. Another country launches, so the team adds local rules. Eventually, the wrapper becomes an address platform. This growth usually happens one production problem at a time. The first module that appears is an address parser. The system needs to extract structured components from messy address strings: street, number, locality, postal code, unit, notes, and country. This sounds straightforward until the team supports multiple countries and multiple formats. The second module is a normalization engine. It corrects spelling, standardizes road types, maps localities, validates postal code relationships, and produces a consistent address representation. Without this, cache hit rates stay low and provider calls stay noisy. The third module is a provider integration layer. Each geocoder has its own API, response schema, confidence model, rate limits, error behavior, and pricing structure. The integration layer maps those responses into a shared internal format. The fourth module is a fallback engine. The system needs to decide when to retry, when to call another provider, when to stop, and when to reject a weak candidate. A naive fallback chain eventually becomes a rules engine. The fifth module is an open data geocoder. The team decides to use OpenStreetMap, national address datasets, or local sources to reduce cost or improve coverage. Now it needs import pipelines, data refreshes, schema mapping, and validation logic. The sixth module is a scoring system. Multiple candidates exist. The team needs to compare them using accuracy level, spatial relevance, provider confidence, normalized address matching, and local rules. This is often the moment when the project stops being a simple integration. The seventh module is a cache layer. The team wants to reduce external calls and improve latency. But caching needs source tracking, invalidation, retention rules, and provider terms compliance. The eighth module is a private customer database. For multi-tenant platforms, each customer needs isolated address history. The data should become reusable and enriched over time, but not mixed across tenants. The ninth module is observability and audit. The team needs request IDs, traces, provider attempts, selected candidates, rejected candidates, latency, errors, and quality metadata. Without this, every failed delivery becomes a manual investigation. The 10th module is operations tooling. Address decisions need exports, reconciliation, manual review, correction workflows, and support views. This tooling often starts as internal admin screens and gradually becomes customer-facing. The 11th module is billing and usage reporting. The platform needs to measure attempts, successful resolutions, cache hits, provider usage, tenant-level breakdowns, and bulk processing activity. The 12th module is maintenance. Providers change APIs. Datasets need updates. Countries require new rules. Edge cases appear. Regression tests become necessary. Thresholds need tuning. Customers ask for explanations. None of these modules are unreasonable. The cost is not in any single module. The cost is in maintaining all of them at once, while the rest of the business expects the logistics product to keep improving. This is why the build versus buy decision is not just an engineering decision, it is a strategy decision. If address intelligence is a core differentiator for the company, building internally may make sense. For example, if a logistics platform believes its proprietary address layer is a long-term strategic advantage, then owning the full stack can be justified. But many teams do not actually want to differentiate through address infrastructure. They want better routing, better delivery promises, better customer experience, better marketplace operations, better fleet utilization, better merchant tools, or better dispatch workflows. For those teams, owning every address module may be a distraction. The hidden cost is opportunity cost. Every quarter spent maintaining fallback logic is a quarter not spent improving the core logistics product. Every country-specific parser creates future maintenance. Every provider integration creates operational dependency. Every internal tool creates ownership. There's also a risk of half-building the layer. A team may build provider fallback, but not scoring. It may build cache, but not provider terms tracking. It may build normalization, but not traces. It may build bulk processing, but not audit exports. Partial systems often work until they reach scale. Then the missing pieces become visible in production. The honest assessment is this: internal address stacks rarely fail because engineers cannot build them. They fail because the scope keeps expanding and the organization did not intend to fund a long-term address infrastructure team. Key takeaways. First, internal address systems grow one module at a time in response to real production problems. Second, the production version is usually much larger than the initial geocoder wrapper. Third, the main cost is not the first build. It is ongoing maintenance, country expansion, provider change, and operational tooling. And fourth, if address intelligence is not your core strategic advantage, buying the infrastructure layer may let your team focus where it actually differentiates.